Canoy Worldwide. Thank you for tuning in. We are here for another episode of Argentina. Last week I said one more. Well, guess what? We're going to do two more. And I came across a treasure trove of cool street punk and a ton of oi for, I think all the bands are from Argentina as far as I can tell, but I am highly recommending you go to Oi Algo Está Pasando over on Bandcamp. And there's a lot of really great stuff. I believe most, if not all, of those bands are from Argentina. We're going to be playing a lot of my favorites, not all of it, but you can definitely go over there and check out more and find several of these releases. The first handful are not there. A couple of the bands might have some releases there, but that's not where I got them. But there is a lot of really cool stuff there, and I highly recommend it. And we will get to a lot of those releases throughout this episode. A lot of great stuff here, and on the next episode, got a bunch of other really cool stuff, including like almost the second half of the next episode will be ska bands. Not quite half, but pretty close, and it's got a bunch of other cool street punk and other great stuff that I came across. A couple of those also on the same Oi Algo Está Pasando. Anyway, let's get into this one. We're going to kick this episode and the next episode off with some bands that started in the 80s. Out of Buenos Aires, Argentina, the band Attack 77. I played them before on the 77 episode I did with bands that had 77 in their title. And what a coincidence. This is Punkanoi Worldwide episode 277. That is very coincidental. I just realized that probably 10 seconds before I said it. Anyway. The band started in 1987. They are still active. They have 19 albums. Their last one in 2019, I believe that is still accurate, but that was probably information I had the last time I played them. They have multiple EPs and singles too. Find them at Attack 77 Oficial, and that's ATTAQUE 77 Oficial on Facebook, and it's the same thing over on Instagram. Nice and easy to find. Off of El Cielo Puede Esperar. That came out in 1990. I decided to play something a little bit older. We're going to get to the track Donde las Aguillas se Atreven. Let's get to the music. Here goes. We'll be right back. killer punk band from Argentina. They've been around. They make great music. That was from 1990. Pretty fucking awesome. Next up, my pal Rude Boy Groot, shout out to you. And, you know, he was on Instagram. Hopefully he'll be back because, man, all the thoughts and insight and just other opinions, you know, you get a little bit more than just what you hear from me. You get to go there if you were into checking out the social media posts that I had on Instagram and getting even more about the bands and other people's opinions. Really cool. Definitely makes it more community-like. And there has been some others that definitely share their opinions, just not quite to the depth and the quantity, but still nonetheless fantastic. Recommended this band, Espartacos, from Rosario, Argentina. They put out a single called Espartacos, and that came out July 1st of 2024. I think they're through some other label. If you go on Bandcamp, it'll show like a 2025 release, but it actually came out July 1st of 2024. Find them at Espartacos Street Punk on Facebook and at Espartacos Street Punk on Instagram. Played them before. Haven't played this track yet, so looking forward to it. Let's do the title track of the band, who's from Rosario in Argentina. Let's go. Retomando las leyendas de aquellos que han quedado atrás. Los esclavos gladiadores que al imperio hicieron temblar. Con sangre en las manos cultivaron la hermandad. Y a los hijos de los pobres lograron emancipar. Es la historia de los nadie buscando la sensación. What a great track there. Espartacos, the title track of the band. Next up, we've got the band Espíritu Callejero. Hopefully, I got that close. They're from Quilmes in Argentina. They're an 80s punk, well, they have an 80s punk rock and roll oi sound. Find them on Facebook at Espíritu Callejero Quilmes. And they put out La Suerte Esta de Nuestro Lado on September 3rd of 2014. And we're going to check out the track No Tienes Donde Parar. So let's get to some cool shit from Espíritu Callejero.
Don't let it go.
They're awesome. That track was fantastic. Next up, we've got the band Que Cobras. They are from Puerto Madryn, Chubut in Argentina. Find them on Instagram at Que_Cobras_punk rock. We're going to play something off their Football, Romance y Descontrol EP that they put out on October 14th of 2019. And we are going to get to the track Hero de Tablón. So, let's get to some Que Cobras. Here goes. Cobras, man, what a cool band they are. Make sure you check them out. Next up, we are going to play the band No Pasarán from Rio Gallegos in Argentina. They put out on April 14th of 2024, Punks and Skins Unidos, but it's an X instead of like an A or some other vowel. Unidos, U-N-I-D-X-S. And we're going to play the title track here in just a moment. Unfortunately, didn't find any social medias. And for a lot of the rest of the bands, not all, but a lot, didn't find any social medias. And we will start playing here pretty quick. Not this band, but pretty quick. A lot of the other ones from the Hoy Algo Está Pasando. There'll be quite a few throughout the rest, at least half or more for the rest of the episode. And not all those release dates are accurate. A lot of them are somewhere in like 2019, 2020, 2022. And I assume that's the day that they were added to there, but not they are their original release dates, because I did find some. When I found information on specific bands or some of these releases, it was, in most cases, an earlier release date. Now we'll talk about those, the ones that I know of, but we'll give you the information I have. Anyway, No Pasarán, Punks and Skins Unite Us. Unados, Unidas, I don't know. I don't know what the X is supposed to be. If that's like, it don't matter. I told you what it is. I spelled it for you. Let's listen to the music. That's what we're here for. No Pasarán. Next up, Malas Estrellas. They put out Ni Un Paso Atrás. And yeah, hopefully that was close. They're from Rosario, and they put that out June 5th of 2021. Again, those release dates. This is also found on Hoy Algo Está Pasando. Those release dates could be a little bit off, could be a little earlier than that, not sure. But we'll listen to the music here in a moment. Find them on Facebook at Malas Estrellas, and on Instagram at Malas Estrellas with the number one, uno. So MalasEstrellas. Find them there. We are going to play off of Ni Un Paso Atrás, the track Nostalgia. So here goes with some Malas Estrellas. Malas Estrellas, man, really cool. That's a really fucking cool band in Argentina. Like I said, I found a whole lot more than I expected, and I just couldn't really narrow it down, so I had to do the extra. So the extra will be tomorrow or the next day, by Thursday. Anyway, Los Afilados, they are from Argentina, handful of the bands. I couldn't figure out where, just kind of figured they're from Argentina, somewhere. I didn't see any social medias. But you can find this release, Oy, B-S-A-S, and I'm not exactly sure what that means. But I do like the music a lot. On April 26th of 2020, and I'm sure it was sooner than this, but that's when this release came out. We're going to play a track off there, Los Chicos Unados, I think. But there's X's where I think the O's would be, so I am unclear as to which vowel. I think they're O's. Makes sense that they'd be O's. But either way, we're going to go with Los Afilados. I'm not exactly sure with the X's in place of the O's. I don't know. Let's go with Los Afilados with the Los Chicos Unidos. Los Afilados, that one's awesome too. So many killer tracks, so many great bands, and most of these, minus the first five tracks that we played there. Those are the only bands I knew of before getting ready for this episode. So many other cool ones that I came across, and so hopefully you're enjoying them too. And next up, we're going to play two bands. We're playing back-to-back as they are on a split together. Los Cariñosos. And Asidos Populares. Asidos Populares has been a band since 1996. That's fantastic. The release date I see is January 1st of 2022. I'm sure it is earlier than that, but I am unclear. The name of that split is called En Busca del Eslabón Perdido. And we're going to play the track Contra Tu Cien from Los Cariñosos. And Asidos Tucumanes from Asidos Populares. So two great tracks. I think there's probably four or five tracks from each band on this split. So you'll definitely want to check them out, more of those tracks anyway. And we'll give you both those tracks back to back. The Asidos Populares is only a minute 20 as well. So let's check them both out back to back. First, Los Cariñosos, and then Asidos Populares.
Esta noche vas a llevar, esta noche vas a llevar.
there. That was awesome. That was Aceros Populares with their Aceros Tucumanes. And before that, Los Carnosos with Contra Tu Cien. Great split. Check out that split. Next up, we've got the band Puntos de... Actually, no, sorry. I was reading the wrong line. Chicos Disturbio. They put out an EP called Just 2024. Because it came out May 25th of 2024. I think it's the newest release on Hoy Algo Está Pasando. So you can go check that out. They're from Rosario. Find them at Chicos Disturbio underscore Hoy over on Instagram. And from that EP, we're going to play the track Paco. So here goes with Chicos Disturbio. Chicos Disturbio, great stuff from them. One of the newest releases as far as this goes. I mean, the Espartacos came out like 2 months after, but for the most part, one of the newer releases on this episode. Next up, that band I was reading the line out of order on, it was Puntas de Acero. Just simply from Argentina, didn't see any social medias from 2011. Their release, Heroes, we're going to throw on the track Siente. So let's get to more tunes from Argentina. Here we go with Puntas de Acero.
Tomar tu arma, el combo.
Puntos de Acero. Next up, we've got the band Los Mareados. Hopefully, I'm getting these at least close enough. You know who I'm talking about. But a lot of these bands, like I said, Hoy Algo Está Pasando, over on Bandcamp. You can find a lot of these releases we're playing here. Los Mareados, they put out Eso Es Lealtad on September 16th of 2014. They're from Buenos Aires in Argentina. Find them at Los Mareados 2012. That's probably the year they started. That's on Facebook. And that's Los Mareados, in case you were curious. Comodoro Obrero is the name of the track. Let's go with some Los Mareados. Awesome. Los Mareados, so much great stuff still to go. We got a bunch more great stuff, including Ración Doble, who are from Ushuaia, Argentina. That's U-S-H-U-A-I-A. I'm not sure how to pronounce that. Find them on Facebook at Ración Doble Hoy. That's R-A-C-I-O-N-D-O-B-L-E. And then Hoy, and it's at the band's name, Ración.Doble. Over on Instagram. May 1st of 2014, they released Hombre Trabajador, which is an EP. And we're going to play Unidos en las Calles from that. So let's go. I think there's only three tracks on that one, but they're all very cool. So let's check those out. Here goes. Oy, oy.
talking head. No buscamos problemas, cada uno con lo suyo. Pero si no molestan, que corran por donde puedan. ¿Acaso la paliza para que se lo merezca? ¡Poyol! ¡Skinhead! Estamos en los bares, un lugar acogedor. Juntos en la calle no las pasamos mejor. No importa un carajo lo que digan por ahí. Acá ningún idiota no vendrá a dividir. Esta es la manera de repudiar su sistema. Problemas, unidos en las calles entonando esta canción, hasta que nuestra tripa diga batalla de alcohol. ¡Oye, oye! ¡Skinhead!
Awesome stuff. Make sure you go check them out. That is a classic song by them, but a revised version. So the original came out before 2014. Very cool track from Ración Doble. Next up, we have Resistencia Anti-Estatal. Anyway, Solo Contra Todos is a release they put out maybe on June 5th, 2020. I'm not sure if that's the release date or if it's earlier than that, but somewhere thereabouts. They're from Chilecito and La Rioja in Argentina, from those two spots. Resistencia Antiestatal is where you'll find them on Facebook. And that is Resistencia Antiestatal. There you go. So hopefully that was pronounced close, but I spelled it for you. You'll be able to find it. La Rutina is the name of the track. Here goes.
Quemado voy a estar. Oh, el lunes a la
Resistencia Antiestatal. I don't think I'm getting that one right, but very cool track, La Rutina. Next up, Duros de Aprender with their track Luján. No, that's the release, Luján Hoy. That came out maybe April 27th of 2020, maybe. Don't know where in Argentina they're from, as I didn't find any social medias for them, but that release is definitely a cool release. You should check it out. We are going to check out the track Hoy Otra Noche. So here we go. Let's get to some Duros de Aprender. To Aprender, cool stuff from them. Next up, let's do Hoy Corres, I think. Hoy Corres. They put out a self-titled Hoy, C-O-R-R-E-S. They did so maybe April 20th of 2020, probably earlier than that. They do have an Instagram page, Hoy Corres, just the way I spelled it, so you can check them out on Instagram. Tucumán in Argentina is where they are from, and we are going to check out their track Tiro de Esquina. So let's go with Hoy Corres.
Tomar en el barco alguna que ganó más.
Joey Cores with Tiro de Esquina. What a cool track. Again, most of these, there's only, I think, maybe two releases on here that were like two-track EPs or singles, I guess. Everything else are EPs or LPs, lots of other tracks from these bands. Make sure you check out the ones you like. The least we could do is go follow on their social medias or, in this instance, Bandcamp. But if you go over to Hoy Algo Está Pasando, you can pick up quite a few of them. They are offering up their entire discography for like $13. I mean, everything that you hear from there is worth $13. And there are so many more. So definitely go check that out. Follow the bands whose social medias I'm giving you. And, you know, some of these other bands aren't a part of the Hoy Algo Está Pasando. So go follow them on their Bandcamp if they don't have a social media. Anyway, next up, Los Mostris, M-O-S-T-R-Y-S. There we go. They put out a self-titled EP May 2nd of 2020 or thereabouts. Los Mostris Punk Hoy on Facebook and Los Mostris on Instagram. They're from Tandil in Buenos Aires in Argentina. We're going to play their track Pueblo. So let's get to it. I think this was one, two, maybe three tracks on this release. But this track, very cool. So make sure you go check them out. Here goes. Los Mostris, that was very cool there. We're down to the last four, just a couple left to go. Next is Sirvientes de Nari. They're out of I don't even know how to pronounce that because I know J's make an H sound. It's J-U-J-U-Y in Argentina. I did a terrible job. I spelled it for you, but that's where they're from. In 2019, they released a self-titled Sirvientes de Nari. You can find them at Sirvientes de Nari, which is that's on Facebook, at Sirvientes de Nari. From that 2019 release, we are going to check out the track Fascismo No. Here goes.
Yeah.
Sorrientes Denari, good stuff. Fascismo, no. Hell no to that, right? Next up, Terapia Intensiva. They are out of Argentina, imagine that. I don't know where, but they do have a Facebook page at Los Terapia Intensiva. There we go. Los Terapia Intensiva, because the band's name is Terapia Intensiva. That's where you'll find them on Facebook. In 2017, they released La Verdadera Union. And we are going to play the track Hoy, Mañana y Siempre. So let's go with some Terapia Intensiva. Great stuff, as per usual, all killer, no filler, great stuff till the end. We've got two more to go. Los Puñalada, they're from Rosario in Argentina. Los Puñalada dot, with a period, I guess, on Facebook. There is a period there on the Facebook page, and that is LOSPUNALADA, if you want to spell that out. They put out a release called Capitan in 2017, and we are going to check out their track Rosario Street Rockers. Here goes.
Persiguiendo a los que ellos nunca salían.
Los Pulnalda with Rosario Street Rockers. That's going to bring us up to the last track of the show. I hope you've enjoyed this one. I have so many really killer bands in Argentina, and we will be playing one more tomorrow. So today's Tuesday. Tomorrow is either Wednesday or Thursday. I'll get it out on one of those 2 days. Bunch more great stuff, and then we'll try to get to the new tracks for April, as it will be May 2nd on Friday, May 3rd, Saturday. So sometime for the weekend, we'll get some new tracks out. We'll see what I can get to. I'm going to wrap it up and leave you with this killer band, Pub All-Stars. Remember, go check out Hoy Alga Está Pasando over on Bandcamp. Go follow all the bands. This band doesn't have any social medias that I could find. This particular release, Las Canciones Que Dan. A bunch of the tracks were released between 2002 and 2005 as singles over on some compilations. So I have to assume somewhere in that range is when this release actually came out, but I could be wrong. They're from Buenos Aires in Argentina. They've been a band since the early 2000s, and we are going to leave this episode with the track Radio 69 from Pub All-Stars. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you to all the bands for creating such killer music. Thank you to all of you who continue to reach out and to listen. Much appreciated. I'll catch you on the next one.